This is Twit.
So, I mean, I think we knew this was going to happen, but it's official now. Build is canceled. Canceled or online? Because, for instance, it's online. In the middle of the Game Developer Conference. One of the reasons we have these PlayStation 5 stream we had earlier today and the Xbox Series X stream is they're streaming what would normally be the game developer stuff.
Well, build the in-person live event is canceled.
Right.
But, yeah, they're going to record sessions and things, and they'll make that available at some point.
I wonder how this is going to change after, you know, the world is going to be different when we come out of this. But one of the things I think people are going to look hard at is, well, gee, that worked pretty well. Yep. We didn't really need to fly people to Florida.
I couldn't agree more. I think there's still, we need live events, not just our industry, but every industry, and those things will still occur, but I think there'll be less of them. They'll
and
be smaller.
People will be a little more skittish about them. I mean, now we're all PTSD about, you know, shaking hands.
That's right.
Do you really,
Mary Jo? I should have spoken to you ahead of the show, so I apologize for doing this kind of live, but I had heard over a year ago, and then I've heard about this repeatedly, about there certain executives inside Microsoft have been trying to kill Build for some time now.
Yeah,
and,
I've heard that.
I don't know. Okay, sorry to just drop that on you. I worry that this will be the final push for that to happen.
Yeah.
That these people want Ignite to be the one big show that Microsoft, you know, public-facing show that Microsoft does for customers. And, well, not partners, because I guess they still do a partner show, but for customers, let's say. And that they've already been kind of putting developer content back into Ignite. And maybe this is the final nail in that coffin.
I know. I've heard the same thing. And I think what Microsoft would love to do, if they can pull this off, is do something like Salesforce does with Dreamforce, or like Amazon does with reInvent, and just have one big event, have lots of tracks, and be able to claim some giant number of people is there instead of, you know, 5,000 at Build and however many thousand at Ignite.
Yeah, but, you know, it's also like it's a politics thing too, right? So one of the things that people who have been around a while will remember, that Microsoft's developer show used to be called PDC. PDC was put on by the, like, what I want to call the DevDiv or whatever they were at the time. And when Sinofsky brought everything in-house under Windows, he took that over, and he has his own, you know, that show Build came out of that. That was like the Windows show. Like, he took over core Windows development, he took over server, took over dev for Windows. Obviously, that all worked out great. We still have Build, and, you know, Build as PDC, it's essentially the same show, right? I think it's a fantastic show, but whatever. But, you know, with the big push inside Microsoft with Azure and Microsoft 365 now, you know, there are people who are like, look, this needs to be the focus, you know, and they're in places of the parts of the company where it's like, guys, we're the image that we want to, you know, project of this company now. We should be in charge of this stuff. And I don't know. I'm just worried. I think it's going to happen. Like, I think this might do it.
Computex is up in the air, too. Taiwan is now blocked all foreign visitors. Computex isn't until June. I think one of the questions everybody has is,
it's never going to happen.
Yeah. I have a trip planned to Germany in June to see the Oberammergau Festival. 1,000 people in an auditorium. Good idea? I don't know. But Yale refuses to – they're the sponsors of it. They refuse to cancel it. It's like – but I guess we don't know, right? It could – you know, couldn't this all blow over?
Could it?
Maybe. You know – so the way Microsoft canceled Build is kind of instructive, right? So everybody thought there would be this big public announcement, and first that they would notify people who had paid their $2,000+, but that's not what happened, right? It happened very late on a Thursday night. Word started trickling out. Suddenly, Microsoft sends us a statement that says, we canceled Build, and all these people who paid the money are tweeting to me and saying, you can't say that. You aren't in charge of Build. And I said, I asked them, and they gave me a statement, and they said, well, we didn't hear anything from them. That's terrible.
That's terrible, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it is terrible.
They'll get their money back, right?
They had to have known
they
this
are.
Was coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's refunds already happening.
But companies spend money on, you know, flights that may be not cancelable, or hotels that may not be cancelable. I mean, there are people, until they are told it's canceled, may be spending money.
Like, we're at the point where basically everything should be cancelable. I canceled my trip, obviously, to Paris. They didn't cancel for me, by the way. It was interesting that, this flight was still happening somehow. And so when I canceled it, what they did was they gave me a refund on the seat upgrades that we paid for, but they gave me a credit for the basic seat.
Yeah.
So that I'm behooved to, you know, to fly United at some point. And, you know, again,
Johnny Jets advice,
no fees, no, you know, whatever.
Johnny Jets advice is if you can wait up to the last minute to cancel, it's not going to cost any more. And you have a better shot at them canceling it and getting all your money back.
That's right. Yeah. And they're not going to, it's not going to get more restrictive. I can tell you that.
Right.
As far as, you know, change fees or whatever.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. So just, you know, he says, wait till 15 minutes before the flight. The other thing, I didn't know this. If they change the flight time, if it's delayed, even by an hour, you also have the right to cancel. You could say, hey, that ruins my plans. Can't do
it. Well, look, most big airlines, if you go to their sites now, what you're going to find is it's a blanket. You can just, you know, everyone is waiving those fees. And
they should.
It's just...
I know it's hurt. It's putting a hurt on the airlines.
Of course. Well, it's putting
a hurt on.
They're not unique in that capacity.
Everybody.
I mean,
yeah.
Think about like just local restaurants and the people who live on tips.
I know. I know. It's terrible.
It's awful.